This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on education.
There was a press release a few weeks ago now, maybe a month or so back, from UTRGV that said that you had secured some grant funding to improve, enlarge, increase the research component at UTRGV, more funding coming in to allow the university to do more research. If you don't mind expanding on that.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a Department of Education Research and Development Infrastructure Grant. It was part of the, as it was announced, Biden-Harris administration package, which was basically a competitive grants program, and they announced the winners in December. We waited a little bit to make our own announcement, and it was basically for historically black colleges, universities, tribally controlled colleges, universities, and the minority-serving institutions. And of course, as an HSI, we're part of that. They had allocated $93 million in terms of the support of this program. And 11 institutions were funded as part of this research and development infrastructure. And we are one of the two from Texas. The other one is Texas Southern University. So we received $5 million, which starts in September 2024, this coming September. And it's a four-year grant, total $5 million.
So tell us, why is this important? Why is it so important for UTRGV to be a higher education institution that has a bigger focus on research development?
Well, first of all, you know, as part of the UT system family, we are one of those fast-growing universities, maybe the fastest-growing. We have hit so many number one rankings in terms of social mobility and so many things. We cover 200 miles, so we are a truly regional university. Now, as a nine-year-old university, with, of course, the focus, we started with student success, but it's now student success and research and development. So since I joined in August 22, the focus has been number one, to become an emerging research university, which is a metric at the state of Texas level. And number two, to become a very high research activity university, according to Carnegie, which is R1. Right now, UTRGV is an R2 university. And to become an R1 university, there are two metrics. One of them is total research expenditures, which is external money, internal allocated money, for research activities specifically. And then number two is research doctoral degrees. In terms of expenditures, we have already exceeded the metric. So the metric by itself, we shouldn't really stop in terms of thinking about research expenditures. We should keep going and going. But the research doctoral pipeline, since the legacy institutions did not have PhD programs in place, UTRGV had to put those PhD programs just recently. And since a PhD or a doctoral degree takes 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, we are not producing enough to reach R1 just yet. But in order to do both the doctoral pipeline and research expenditures underneath, because these are the outcomes, right? What goes into making those a sustainable system is basically supporting the doctoral students, developing faculty research portfolios, and then creating opportunities for our faculty to interact with other universities, other sponsors, and just going out there and basically introducing UTRGV. So this grant, we have allocated funding for faculty research fellow positions, graduate student positions, postdoctoral positions, as well as we have allocated funding for grant writing, training for faculty, as well as travel to federal sponsors, federal labs. Just focusing on the metrics, I consider it to be very myopic. We have to build the research culture, the infrastructure, so that the system actually self-sustains. So as opposed to just saying, let's hit the metrics and become R1, it's really about becoming a truly regional research university. And we are well positioned to do that. So this grant is going to help us put that infrastructure together. And part of that infrastructure, we identified, based on our faculty portfolio, we identified 7 research pathways. These are generic enough, but also helps us cluster faculty under these different areas. And I can share with you these in an email as well. But just to go through that real quick, human health is one of them, environment and sustainability, technology innovation, space sciences, living on the U.S.-Mexico border, data sciences, analysis, and data security, and then social transformations. So for each of the 7 areas, we have allocated funding to basically develop faculty research and bring students in and map those onto our 9 research doctoral programs, and number 10 is coming in computer science, PhD in computer science, in this September. So we're going to have 10 research doctoral programs. So this is really an infrastructural effort.
And so overall, how big a deal is this for you personally and your department? You've explained why it's important to the university, but is this a game changer?
This is definitely a game changer because it's almost like a chicken egg situation. If we can bring in more grants, the indirect cost revenue that comes with it can be redirected into these. But in order to bring more grants, I need funding to write better grants, winning grants, right? So which comes first? So funding is especially important for this. And it's really people, funding, and time management. And part of people is, of course, we have amazing group of doctoral students, and we need more. We have amazing group of faculty, and we have amazing staff. We have expanded the division of research from 59 staff members to 89, almost 29, 30 new positions between the research and graduate college over the last year and a half. We've added so many new business functions to support our faculty. So this is definitely a game changer. And as well as it is also a recognition. So UTRGV has been recognized as a potential university on the way to become an R1 institution.
Thank you.